this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm your host, Troy Harmon. I'm here with... These two guys are new.
This looks familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah,
right.
Very
some deja vu.
Last week, that's right.
Yeah.
We got Jarrett McKenzie.
Glad to
who
be
is
back.
A CFP and... I guess his sidekick now? Or are we going? Can we call you that after two weeks?
I can
weeks?
Be a sidekick,
KC
I guess.
Who's the sidekick?
It works both ways. You know,
we switch seats. Y'all can't see that.
That's
on
right.
Radio,
you swap the WWE championship belt. Whoever's
right.
Wearing it
is
the leader. All right, so it's time to call somebody out.
Uh-oh.
So who thinks they
oh,
might
I think
be
I know who that
out?
Might be.
Yeah. Let's see. At the end of the show every week, what do? We ask, mark it up or down. KC, what was your answer?
Oh, I said up.
Yeah, and everybody knows that's ever listened to this show one time. I am a broken record. Call myself that.
Yep.
And I always say the market is up. So that leaves
called
one
right.
Individual.
I did say it'd be down, but I was only referring to telecom and energy. So
Jerry.
I actually worked
Jerry,
out pretty well.
That's a weak attempt.
That's pretty weak.
I think you said the market will be down.
Yeah,
we're
you
up
know.
1.32%.
Now, did you say it on the air, or was it after that you said you wanted to start tracking
well,
your predictions?
Yeah.
Because we can go ahead and mark you down on that one if you want.
They actually got it cut off right there at the end, so you didn't hear the last part. It just said
it sounds like yeah, absolutely. Well, you've already said it. Energy was down 1.18% this week. Telecom down again, 0.82 for the year. Both energy and telecom are down almost 4.5% total. Information technology is up
9%.
Yeah, leading the market. How about that? Financials, at least through yesterday, I know we're up 22% since November 7th, Election Day. Financials have been on a tear.
Yeah, that's more because of the Fed or because of the election?
A little bit of both. I think the Fed, well, not so much the Fed, but the interest rate, market-related interest rates have increased. We've gotten a steepening in the yield curve, about 24 basis points or 0.24%. All of that has helped financials, most specifically the banks. You know, when the yield curve steepens, banks' profitability increases.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're looking at.
Obviously, it has to do something with the new administration and possibility
absolutely.
Of reducing some regulations in the financial industry. Obviously, is propelling as well as the interest rate environment. But that any chance that there's going to be a reduction in the regulations in that industry is helping those stocks.
Absolutely, and like I say, the interest rates are even related somewhat to that. The market seems to believe that. Lowering regulation and kind of getting out of the way of private companies mm-hmm. is going to be beneficial for the economy as a whole. And in a positive economy with economic growth, you're likely to have inflation.
Right.
When the likelihood of inflation increases, then you're also going to have higher interest rates, or at least we would expect so.
Sure.
So, you know, while we're on that note, I looked this week, I think I looked on Tuesday and saw that the implied probability for an interest rate increase was about 51% in the May meeting. I looked again Thursday, 63%. What in the world
wow.
is going on?
It's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, but the market believes clearly that we're going to have some interest rate increases this year.
Well, we got Yellen testifying, right? Is that this week?
Well, she did talk this week, earlier this week, yeah. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I didn't get the opportunity to watch or go back and listen to it. I don't know if you ever heard Ms. Yellen, but she's, in my opinion, a little bit difficult to listen to. But who listens to my opinion, right? I really don't know.
I didn't hear much
what
news
else?
Come out of it, so she couldn't have said anything too shocking or surprising. But
yeah,
right.
Well, we certainly didn't see any you know negative impact on the market because of it. So
no,
couldn't have couldn't have been much. But
clearly,
you know,
clearly much to your chagrin, right?
That's right. I know.
Did I mention the market was up 1.32% this week, and you mentioned something last week?
Yeah, I was basing my bet on her, actually.
I see.
Thought we were getting a whole 1% interest rate increase.
That might do it.
That would definitely do it.
We're nowhere close to that. But, we do expect to see some more throughout this year, right?
Sure,
but,
yeah.
And that's going to continue driving the financial sector, you think?
Right, I mentioned May and the expectation being above 50%. If you look further out in the year, probably September or the November meeting, it seems like the likelihood is again over 50%, probably in the 60, maybe even over 70% for November. So that would be 1 to 1.25% if we got 2 this year. The Fed told us back in December when they raised interest rates that we were likely to have 3 rate increases. The market's not actually showing us that for 2017.
I thought they said 4, didn't they?
They said 3 for 2017. Now, in 15, when they raised, they told us we would have 4
That's
for 2016,
right.
And we got 1.
Yeah.
We got another one in the following December. So you can't always rely heavily on that. We do have earnings going on again this year, this month, this week. Today, and for some strange reason, the guys that gave me this information really didn't do me a whole lot of favors. I will tell you, sales growth in the quarter, 3.35%, earnings growth, 2.21%. This looks like it's not complete, though, so I'm not going to go through the details on that. Got a lot to talk about with economic releases this week, for sure. Starting off with the consumer sentiment, University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell 2.8 points in February to 95.7. So this is the preliminary. We always get 2 of these from the University of Michigan each month. Still elevated, you know, they're expecting 2.8% inflation overall. And when I say they, I'm talking about these are individuals. I don't know if they just catch a kind of a man on the street deal or what?
Is that like Jimmy
exactly
Kimmel?
They go through.
Yeah.
You know what? I get the feeling that it's not very, very scientific and very technical. They're asking the common individual what they think about their situation and the economy overall. Import to exports, we got total U.S. import prices rose 0.4% in January. Key for domestic inflation dynamics are non-fuel import prices, which fell 0.2%. You remove some of the weights and whatnot from inflation from the statement. It's kind of got the Fed in a weird spot. Maybe they'll be pressured more because of the inflation to raise interest rates. That's usually how this works. We got producer price index information this week. Producer price index for final demand rose 0.6% in January. Goods increased by 0.4%. Services rose 0.3%. All things considered, it's kind of what we expected, but we are also getting information. We're well over that 2% target for the Fed. They don't use the CPI or the PPI. They usually use a personal consumption deflator,
right?
That's associated more with GDP.
Well, let me ask you about that real quick, Troy. About as far as, you know, obviously we're in a long run here for this bull market since 2009. I guess we've been up. What would you say? I had a client ask me this, and so I want to get your take on it. I'll tell you what I told him.
Okay, you go first.
What's the reason for the sustained run-up that we've had in the market? I mean, does inflation have any bearing on the reason that it's been so prolonged?
Well, I mean, inflation is usually a negative to the consumer, but it, again, is a offshoot of economic growth. So the expectations of more economic growth is really what we have right now. We did have 3.5% GDP growth in the third quarter. We'll get another reading for GDP at the end of this month, but it's only expected at about 2.2%. Quite often, you know, the fourth quarter is better. We do have reason, especially for retailers, to have seasonality in their revenues and sales. The first quarter is the one that usually has kind of a seasonal pullback.
Right.
But we are expecting only 2.2% is the consensus more or less on GDP. So what you see in the stock market right now, I think, is expectations. The stock market's forward-looking. There's good reason for that. I mean, you know, even when we look at companies, we don't look at their balance sheet. The balance sheet only tells you what's happened in the past. If you valued a company by its balance sheet, you're probably going to wind up with a value that's well below what the stock market would price the shares at. So, you know, what we look at in the market is potential. It's what's coming next, and the market clearly believes right now that we're going to have better times ahead. If in fact you think that higher revenues and higher profitability are a good thing, then that's kind of what the market's telling us.
Right. It's pricing that in already. The expectation of that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Price increases, like I say, are just an offshoot of the actuality of economic growth, so we'll have to wait and see just what comes of that in the future. Guys, let's take a real quick break, and we'll come back with a dog of the week. How about that? Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.